I would certainly say that living in Canada, living in Toronto, which is the center of broadcasting in Canada, it would be more difficult for me to walk into a radio station and say, let's do something really strange here and have the disc jockey do it than it was in 1970. So although there may be programs and university studies and textbooks and a lot of discussion about these kinds of things, I'm not sure that the access to altering how something is broadcast or any of those things is significantly different.